When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from Pitchwiz.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is March 15th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. There are a couple things I need to talk about at the top of this show. First and foremost, if you have PL Pro, there's going to be an update today. Very excited about it. We launched the auction draft calculator. You're going to see a lot of this stuff. We have new projections coming out. The live draft assistant tool will be updated tonight. So if you want to just check back tomorrow morning and get yourself a new copy of that, you'll be able to. We also have new projections that should be live on the site by the time that you hear this. So exciting stuff today for PL Pro. And if you don't have PL Pro, you can check it out on the site. There's going to be a small discount as well when we showcase all of these new updates later today on the site. So look out for that. But outside of it, we've got Corey Kluber as the opening day starter. We also have Keiko Volley, of course, feeling something with his elbow. I'm sure you already heard about that one. That was yesterday. Quintana is going to be out until at least July, which means Peterson or Tyler McGill. We're going to talk about both of those later on in the podcast. But there's one other thing that I really need to talk about. I should have in earlier podcasts. I've overlooked this. I've done you all a disservice. Ian Anderson and Bryce Elder have been optioned to AAA by the Atlanta Braves. And why this matters is because Michael Soroka is not ready for opening day. Thus, Jordan Schuster or Dylan Dodd could be the SP5 for Atlanta. And I watched Schuster. He's kind of good. Changeups and sliders earned tons of whiffs against the Pirates. It wasn't the strongest lineup, but I think he's kind of good. He should have been inside of my top 300. He's possibly on my top 100. He's around there. He's kind of in the David Peterson land. Now, the first game of the year would be against the Cardinals. It's Jared Schuster. I apologize for that. Jared Schuster. And he goes against the Cardinals on his first start. I don't know if necessarily I would want to do that. And he doesn't have it 100%. It could be Dodd. I think Schuster is the one that has performed so well that would get it at this point. But it's certainly something to look at. NL only leagues, you should monitor this. I mean, if you remember last year, I was shocked that Kyle Wright got the job. And well, you know, Kyle Wright was phenomenal. This happens. And Schuster's changeup and slider are both really good. It's not a super hard fastball. It's not 95 or so. It's like 92, 93. But the changeup is ridiculously good. And the slider, you know, in 2022, I was reading some reports on him. Eric Loggenhagen was saying, hey, the slider isn't quite developed yet. Maybe he can. It looked really good in that spring training game I watched against the Pirates. There's something here. So he's a fun upside get. And you should be, you should consider Jared Schuster as a NL only sleeper, 15 teamers late in your drafts, DCs, all that kind of stuff late. He could get some very, very good innings for you this year, maybe even right out of the gate. All right, looking at yesterday's games, Rowanzi Contreras went 2.2 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit, 0 walk, and 4 Ks against Israel. His velocity is still down a tick, and don't really read too much into that performance against Israel. So I'm out on Rowanzi Contreras. I just don't think there's enough there for me to go after him to start the year. Eduardo Rodriguez went 2 innings, 1 run, 7 hits. Ugh. Can't avoid all this bad BABIP stuff, right? 0 walks, 3 kicks, but he was up 2 ticks, 93.6 on the fastball. He was at 91 and change in the last spring training start. I was a little disappointed by it, considering he had set 93 before it. This could be a Pablo situation where the WBC adds this extra adrenaline to the situation. Keep monitoring Eduardo Rodriguez's velocity. If it's legitimate that he's at 93, another sleeper option here in Detroit, you'll see him inside of my sleeper pitcher article that I'm going to be putting out, I believe, later this week, if not early next week. Taiwan Walker, 4 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts against Great Britain. It was 94 miles per hour, though, not 93 and change. That's good. I want to really be at 95, but that's not going to happen. 12 over 63 whiffs as well. Again, I'm not really going to read too much into this for Taiwan Walker. Not a good lineup. WBC adrenaline, all that stuff. But yeah, good stuff, Taiwan Walker, I guess. I don't really have much interest drafting him because I don't think the fastball is that good. And the secondary stuff is not good enough. Nick Pivetta, 4 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. He's a little up in velo. New curve, that is, I want to say Nerkuve. New curveball is all right. It's coming in harder. Not as sharp of a drop to it. But yeah, this isn't enough for me to chase Nick Pivetta in my leagues. Michael Lorenzen was on the other side, 2.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. 6 over 13 slider whiffs, 19% usage, but also lean on the changeup for over 20% usage. I kind of want to see sliders and changeup go to be 50-plus percent combined as opposed to like the 40% we're seeing right now. But it is the Blake Snell blueprint. He's trying to execute it. If Michael Lorenzen actually is a productive starter this year, this is kind of how it looks. Right, so keep monitoring this, especially for your AL only leagues. Tyler Wells got rocked. He threw a lot of high sliders. I don't really know if it's cutters instead of sliders. It's kind of close to the fastball velocity, like 92 versus 89. But this isn't it. He's not going to get an SP5 spot, I don't think, for the Orioles, even though Tyler Wells was a PLV darling. Sorry, buddy. I just don't think this is going to happen. Rich Hill, 3 innings, 5 earned runs, 6 hits, 0 walks. 2 Ks. He's down to 86.6 miles per hour instead of 88.5. Yeah, I mean, you weren't pursuing Rich Hill anyway. There's no reason to at the moment. Bailey Ober was opposite him for 3 innings, 0 runs, 0 walks, 0 hits, 1 walk, and 1 K. Fastballs were upstairs, which is good. Slider was all right. It was a split squad against the Pirates, so I don't really read into that line much. Bailey Ober is the SP6 for the Twins, and there maybe is a chance that there's a 6-man rotation for the Twins. I don't expect it. Bailey Ober is good with that 4-seamer. I just want to see more with that slider, you know? And we have a lot of other guys, by the way, we got to talk about. There's some really exciting ones. We're going to talk about all of those after this break.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Zach Eflin, 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, 4 Ks. It was a split squad. He's down 1 to 2 ticks or so. He could be ramping up. He is an older pitcher. He threw 21% curves. I was kind of hoping for like 25-30%, but his command was off too. It just wasn't really that great of a day. I'm not going to read too much into it. He is going 4 innings, which is nice. I imagine we'll see an improvement in his next outing. David Peterson, 4 innings, 0 earned runs, 0 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. His slider is a new one. It's coming in 2 to 3 ticks harder. I don't know why it's a new slider. He had like a 27% swing strike rate last year, but whatever. It's a new one. He went 25% swing strike rate on it, 4 over 16 whiffs, 13 over 68 overall. He executed the Blake Snell blueprint. 4-seamers were up. Those sliders were down. He's clearly the SP5 to me. It's not Tyler McGill. There is a quote going around about Tyler McGill saying, like, look, I look at the veterans like Max Scherzer and slowing down their velocity and tuning it back so I'm not gassed and I don't get hurt in season, which makes all the sense in the world, but he's 2 ticks down. And I think it's a convenient excuse. I'm taking it with a grain of salt. And the fact that he's fighting for an SP5 spot, why is he being so blasé about this, nonchalant about it? Like, it's Peterson's. It's Peterson's job. I don't think it's Tyler or McGill's unless Senga gets hurt, is actually legitimately hurt. We'll see. They have Tyler stretched out. I think if Peterson and Tyler McGill are in that rotation to start the year, if something happens, I would want them both in my 12 teamers. I would imagine Peterson is the one that gets the Marlins because that is a four-game series that the Mets get to start the year. I believe it's the Brewers after that, so it's not so bad if Tyler McGill goes against the Brewers, but he just hasn't been as good as David Peterson is in the spring, and I just would rather have David Peterson. Reed Detmers. Man, so in the preseason, before we got any sort of spring stuff or whatever, I've been saying Reed Detmers is my boy. He's my boy. He's 23. He's going to be 24 in August. Slider was new and different. So in. And then I had a small hesitation thinking, you know what, maybe I'm overrating this fastball. It was only like 93 or so in last year. The curveball, PLV didn't really love it. You know, maybe I'm leaning too much in banking that the slider is that good. Apparently, Reed Detmers is now sitting 95 to 97 on his fastball. Let's go! All in. I am so in now. I have, like, the pendulum has swung so far back over. Get me in here. I have him at 47 in the list update that I put in on Monday. I would have him around 39, 38 or so above Dustin May. That is how excited I am about Reed Detmers. I just get him. Get Reed Detmers at the current ADP. It's going to go up. I'm telling you right now, it's going up. The more and more Reed Detmers pitches and actually lives at 95, 97. I just want one savant reading. Just one. That's it. Shane Bieber, I didn't get the same game here. I didn't get it. 4.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 0 walks, 5 Ks. I got nothing. There's no velocity reading out there. No one's got it. I wanted to see him at 92, 93. Just give me that. I don't even need the 94. Just give me like 92, 93 instead of 91. I just need to know that. Dylan Cease, 3.1 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. He had this hilarious quote about being like, yeah, I just need to get to 01, 02 because my stuff plays better there. I'm like, yeah, that's baseball. Dylan Cease did better than the previous one. That's good to hear. Still 2 walks and, you know, bad whip and 3.1 innings. And, you know, I'm just not in on Dylan Cease. You guys know this. Drew Vasinski, 5.1 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 1 Ks. If you're in a quality start league, especially in an AL-only one, and you're trying to find that sleeper to get you quality starts, it's Drew Vasinski. He is a Toby. Oh, boy, is he a Toby. He is, like, the epitome of, sure, whatever, I'll just stream Vasinski today and hope for the best. Logan Gilbert, 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, 6 Ks. Very promising. The game that I saw, was able to watch, was very unappealing, or at least not convincing that the splitter is anything new for the upcoming season. I have rated Logan Gilbert not favorably on the list. It kind of showcases that I'm out on him. I could be very much wrong about Logan Gilbert. I keep going back and forth on it. I do like that he has the opportunity for volume. I just question if the secondary stuff has developed enough, and if it hasn't, then it's just going to be like a 3.7 ERA with a 1.18 whip and a 23% K rate. And like, that's not bad. It's just not the ceiling of a top 20 guy if he doesn't have those secondaries, right? Logan Gilbert, 3.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 2 Ks. Velocity is up because we finally got a giant pitcher on Savant. You want to know why? It's because he pitched against the Arizona Diamondbacks when they were home. And Arizona is the only one. They're like, it's our state. So we got the StatCast data. Everybody else in Arizona does not have StatCast. Drives me insane. But we got Logan Webb's here. His velocity is up a tick. That's pretty cool. The slider is a new slider. It's tighter like a cutter. So it's not as big horizontally. It's faster. It's okay. It's all right. Changeup looked good. It was well located down. This is Logan Webb, really. I kind of think he's going to be more of a 21% strikeout guy. He's not going to be that 25% again, which is unfortunate. If it has this slider, if it's not a bigger one. Generally, the bigger ones are the ones that are going to get more whiffs. This doesn't feel like it's that one. Gerrit Cole, ace is going to ace. Wasn't even his best. Fastball still really good. He floated his changeup and slider a little too much in this one. Whatever. Justin Steele, 2.2 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk. But 4 Ks. But yeah, I don't want to go after Justin Steele, guys. I think he's going to be a cherry bomb. Germán Márquez, speaking of cherry bombs, 4 innings, 7 Ks, 0 walks. Whew. Okay, we're not doing that. Zach Greinke, why aren't we doing that, Nick? Because it's Germán Márquez, guys, and just It's a headache. Just avoid it. Sure, he's going to do well. Good luck trying to figure out when he does well. It's going to be like a third of the time, maybe. Just don't do it. Zach Greinke and Hunter Green went against each other. Each of them had 7 Ks. Zach Greinke did 4 innings, 1 earned run, 1 hit, 0 walks to go to those 7 strikeouts, which is insane. And Hunter Green, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 0 walks, and 7 Ks. That's very encouraging for Hunter Green. I don't have the strike zone plot. I wish I did. And so I can tell you, hey, he did go up. I would imagine he did. If he only allowed 2 hits, he went higher on the four seamer. That's good. Honestly, even if I saw it, I would still be perturbed by the earlier games that showcase that he didn't still have the skill from last year. It's very possible he just gets under rhythm, has it, and is locked in, and I cannot be happier if that's the case. Because all I want to do is see Hunter Green dominate. But don't know. Don't know if that's going to happen whatsoever, and that's the situation we're in. As far as Zach Greinke goes, I mean, you know he's not going to go 7 Ks in 4 innings, right? I think he had like a 14% strikeout rate last year, and he's a year older now. I mean, I'm super happy to see that Zach Greinke can likely maintain a sub-4 ERA, which is just what he does, save for when he gets hurt for Arizona his first year of a major contract. But, yeah, I mean, baseball is better with Zach Greinke in it and not doing terribly. But that is it for today. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow for all the updates on today's games. Make sure you check out PLO Pro and leave a rating and review. All that stuff to help support what we do here at Pitcher List. I'm super happy that this is a public podcast this year. If you want to get a sense of what it's like in season, go check out the older shows. But yeah, I'm doing this every Monday through Friday through the end of the year. Strap in, boys. Get excited. Baseball is around the corner. Also, one last thing. It's Tout Wars weekend. And if you're in New York City, well, hopefully you can stop by and say hi as we do Tout Wars. So there are some fun events happening. Check out that stuff with Tout Wars. I will be there, of course, with a lot of other people this entire weekend. And I hope to see you there. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock. And may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.